Glad you're with us on this Friday, live, local, and digital. Final hour of our program, but certainly not the final hour of Conversation on the Horn. Light the Tower coming up. We'll hand the baton here in about 55, 56 minutes. Shirts and Skins through the midday, RBKD this afternoon, the triple option. With Broad and Brad and Kevin, we'll get you to Texas baseball tonight. Longhorns with K-State. And by the way, breaking news. Justin Rose. Justin Rose has bogeyed his first hole of today's round two.
Ruh-roh.
He was your clubhouse leader at 7-under. He's back to 6-under. He's already given back a stroke. And looks like conditions easier today, Buck. The wind down at least early this morning, which, you know, that's typical. Not as windy in the morning as it would be come afternoon. And some players are taking advantage of it. How about Bernd Weisberger? He's already 4-under today. He's to 2-under for the tournament. Mark Leishman is 3-under today. He's to 3-under. He's the... He's tied for second place now, three back of Justin Rose.
Matsuyama has not gone off yet, huh?
No, Matsuyama not till 1 o'clock or noonish. Brian Harmon.
I like the big guy, Jason Kokrak.
Kokrak?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason Kokrak, is that what you called him?
Kokrak. I like him, man. He's a big dude. He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
He's got that big dude look about him. He looks like a big cowboy.
Kokrak.
Yeah. I like his game,
so
too.
So we'll keep you posted. Guys are already on the course. Justin Rose has teed off and bogeyed already, so he's at -6 after having a four-stroke lead. Yeah, Shane Lowry, one of your picks, he's to -1. He's +2 today? Ouch. Sorry.
Yeah, he was at 3, I think, or 2.
This says he bogeyed it yesterday, too. That's
and
true.
Then went crazy.
Remember, he was 2 over through 7 and then played the final 11 holes and 9 under.
That's crazy. Hard to believe at the Masters to play 9 under the last 11. And that place was so difficult yesterday.
It was. So we'll see. Early, at least, some scores coming in that would indicate maybe a little easier conditions today. But
how about Harmon? How's he hanging in there?
Not yet.
He hadn't gone off?
Not yet.
Okay.
He is later today. There's only a handful of guys who have teed off so far, and I mentioned the guys that are playing well early. But we'll follow Justin Rose and get you an update before we get out of here. We're also talking a little Deshaun Watson with the ruling that came down earlier this morning. Rusty Harden and his legal team filed a motion with a Harris County judge to have the name revealed of one of the civil cases, and that was agreed to. The judge ruled in favor of the defense of Rusty Harden and Deshaun Watson that they have to refile with the name, not Jane Doe. And there's another hearing this morning at about 11 o'clock where I think 12 others, Rusty Harden has filed a claim that 12 others have to put their name on it if they're going to move forward with the civil lawsuit.
Well, you know, I've become a fantastic lawyer ever since I've started watching Law & Order.
Of course. Naked and Afraid, and then here comes Law & Order.
Law & Order, ever since I started.
That's why you're a survivalist, too, because you watch Naked and Afraid.
Well, I'm not a survivalist. I'd quit. I'd dead out. If they put me in that situation, I don't have anything to prove to anybody. Hey, one night, that would be it. As soon as I heard something in the back behind the shed there, I'd say, I got to go home. But I am a lawyer, and I'm doing a good job at that. And this deal with Deshaun Watson, if I'm that guy, you couldn't stop me from opening up my mouth if this was a lie about these ladies. I don't know what my lawyer, I know he'd say, dude, you're worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. If you open up your big mouth and say the wrong thing, we'll be in court settling, which still Nike doesn't want anything to do with you. All these other places, if you settle, wouldn't want that either because you may have said the wrong thing. But I'd have a hard time not defending myself over this if this was not true. And we're talking now, how many women? I mean,
22.
18 good ones are they're in the good for him. 18 on the bad side or 22 on the bad side. I just think that I would have to say something. I don't know if a lawyer could hold me back if none of it were true. You know?
Yeah. I mean,
how do you go this long without saying a word? Because of all the money you have?
Well, or just on advice of counsel. I mean, just you can't win this battle in the media, so just keep your mouth shut. I know at the beginning Deshaun Watson did put some things on social media, you know, vehemently denying the claims, but those were when it was one or, you know, the first couple.
Well, basically only denied the fact that he treats women with great respect.
That's
or
right.
Something.
That's right. So we'll let this play out, but that was the ruling this morning. But you're right. I mean, that would be very challenging that if you feel like this is all a setup, that you wouldn't come out and say that. Now, you know, the fact that he hasn't shouldn't indicate anything. It should be innocent until proven guilty.
And the more you hear from NFL players, there are guys coming out right now and said, I just don't, I don't, maybe I don't know enough about this dude, or somebody's got to know him. He said, but there are those that have been in this league for years. He's been in the league for 4 years. There are those that have been in for 12. They said, I have been massaged by a person maybe that's different, maybe four or five times at the most.
Right. No, I mean, there's a lot that seems fishy about the whole thing. But at the same time, it really needs to play out. But yeah, you're right. It would be difficult not to proclaim your innocence if indeed you were innocent.
Oh,
if you're,
but that's on anything.
That is.
You know, that's not just on, but these allegations far exceed a lot of things that can happen to you. But basically on anything, if you know you're not guilty of something, you know, your lawyer, you know, will have you shut up, and that's probably the best thing to do. But in this case, if somebody says I'm assaulting them, or I've raped somebody, or I'm funny when I'm on a massage table, and I really didn't do it, there wouldn't be a lawyer in the world to keep me from going, I don't do these things. I get a massage and I walk away. It may sound freaky that I have 40 different people massaging me, but by the way, some have come back for more than once to this guy, which is amazing.
Well, I mean, and you know, took the payment and came back and took the payment again.
Yeah.
So again, all that needs to be sorted out, but you're right. If indeed this is some type of massive setup, which it's hard to believe, it would be hard not to proclaim yourself an innocent person.
Zay, you wouldn't be able to hold back on that, would you? No matter what your lawyer said, even though he's your lawyer, even though he knows better, more about the law, would that be hard for you to just not say anything?
Yeah, 100%, because it's your reputation. Like, you would want to obviously correct
and fight it.
Anything, yeah, for sure.
We'll see where that goes. The other hearing coming up in about 2 hours down in Harris County courtroom. Masters round two underway. All right, so here's this guy that shipped himself. Okay, got to say that clearly. Shipped himself.
Like in a crate. Yes.
So this guy's 75 now. His name is Brian Robson. He lives in the UK.
Of course.
Back in 1965, when he was 19 years old, he got a job working with a railroad company in Australia. So he moved to Australia at 19 to take the gig. They flew him out for the job, but he was homesick, hated the job, and wanted to go home. Unfortunately, the $55 a week he was making was not enough for him to buy an airline ticket. Okay? So he says that he came up with a scheme with two buddies to mail him back home in a wooden crate. He wound up getting shipped around for 5 days. He says he was passing in and out of consciousness. They finally, a worker looked through the hole in a crate and saw him, got him out in L.A.
Sharding yourself.
He'd been shipped to the wrong place. He was wanting to get to the U.K. They sent him to Los Angeles.
They sent him to Vegas in the sun in the middle of the
After
middle
U.S.
of the
officials
summer.
Turned out he wasn't a threat. Pan Am, remember when Pan Am was a thing?
It used to be a thing, yes.
Flew him home. He's now releasing a book of what it is he did. He's trying to track down the guys who helped ship him. He says, we're very good friends, but only for about 3 months. I'd love to find them again.
How did you do that?
What a dope. Could have died.
5 days? Well, once you get in the crate, you're stuck in the crate until someone else opens it, right?
Speaking of pooping in the drinking water. What the hell? 5 days?
I'd say somebody should make a movie out of this, but I don't know how you would make a movie out of that, of a man in a crate for 5 days.
I'm probably not buying that one. And again, I watch Naked and Afraid. Yeah, I'd probably buy that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's...
Pretty chancy.
Yes, you want to get home badly.
It's like people that get in like cargo planes because they want to get somewhere. And I'm thinking, isn't it cold up there somewhere? Can't you freeze to death in a cargo? Kind of cold in there?
Well, my pops has told me, my dad has told me when he was a teenager, they used to hop trains.
I did that.
Like, they'd get on a moving train if it's going slow enough, and they'd just ride. And then they'd get back on a train coming back the other way.
But then in Pennsylvania, you used to get on the trestle and jump on that train and then go off to the other side because they didn't want to wait. Instead, I'd rather fall and trip and get my leg cut off, probably.
He and his buddy Jim Green, they used to get on the trains and go. Like, they'd just go wherever the train was going, get off, and spend the day there.
Like hobos?
Yeah.
Looking for jobs?
I'm like, where were you going? And then he said one time they got going too fast, and they got way far, and they were kind of screwed.
Yeah, we used to do the whole trestle dodging thing where there was no rails and anything, but the stretch was like a quarter mile long.
Yeah.
And you'd start walking on that thing, and you'd see if a train was coming and just haul ass to see if you could make it. Because if you didn't make it, you'd have to jump into the river below.
Yeah, we used to do that too down when I grew up in Houston, the Cypress Creek.
Just some dumb things, man.
Yeah, we used to walk.
You ever go by those places now and see how far they are down?
Well, nothing.
Like, how did you jump? Why would you do that?
I don't even know if that trestle's still there. I'm sure it is. I mean, train tracks are still there. But yeah, that place is so built up now. It's crazy. We used to like go back in the woods and ride bikes and hang out on the trestle. It's like Stand By Me back in the, remember the movie Stand By Me? Yeah, but this guy shipped himself. And I'm sure he blanked himself while he was in the shipping container.
He had to, right? Well, yeah.
I mean, think about that.
At least pee, don't you?
Well, think about that. You'd want to get in with pretty much an empty stomach because you wouldn't want to have to go to the restroom while you're trying to.
Let me just say this to you. A dude dumb enough to ship himself is not thinking about an empty stomach. He's just jumping in the crate thinking he's going to be there.
I'm sure he wasn't having enchiladas the night before. You got to at least think about it. I'm about to be
Taco Bell treats.
Oh, man. By the way.
You know, I had my first ice cream yesterday after 53 days. How about that?
You went Lent plus.
I went Lent plus, and now because of the fact that I don't need to do that, I can do it that long, I will have ice cream once a month for the rest of my life. That's it. None of that three times a week. I'm done.
Nice. Did you get a Blizzard? Can I guess the Dairy Queen was the pick?
No. Guess what I had? I had a milkshake from Whataburger. Whataburger's not really known for their milkshakes. For some odd reason, I decided to have a strawberry shake from Whataburger.
And?
Just okay.
Just okay?
Yeah. It's not like Dairy Queen or Mighty Fine and some of those places that have those really nice shakes.
Yeah.
This was just a nasty old shake with flavored whatever it is, strawberry in it. And I was so disappointed.
So your first ice cream in 50 days.
And by the way, right across the street was Dairy Queen in Dripping Springs, and I couldn't get over, so I said, I want you to have a Whataburger shake. Bad. Now I won't have another one for a month. That's it, once a month. That's my new deal.
I mean, I'd go for the Whataburger. If you're going to get a burger, I'm going to Whataburger. Milkshake? Probably not.
I did get the Whataburger, too, though.
Oh, you did?
I did get the burger.
I like this.
Yes.
I like this.
But I had the shake. Should not have had that shake, though.
So I mentioned in Salacious Gossip that Matt Coleman has put all of his gear for sale on something called theplayerstrunk.com. And we didn't know that this was something. By the way, if you go to that website, there's a lot of gear for sale. There's a lot of college athletes who are done
selling
with their
gear.
Yeah. I mean, it's player after player from all sports. So I'm sure you could get in there and find your size if you wanted some, you know, if you're a fan of a team or a program, might be a place to find some gear.
You're going to miss that gear. Don't do it, Gas. I'm telling you, don't do that. Don't do that gear. You'll want that gear, Zay, later on down the line. You may not want it when you're 20. But when you have some kids down the road and you got your gear from college, don't give that gear away. Ricky Williams gave me his letter jacket his first year and said, I want you to have my letter jacket from college. And I said, what are you, crazy? I said, eventually you're going to have some kids or two or 12 or 24, whatever you're going to have. Eventually you're going to have some kids and you're going to want, and especially your daughter. And I held on to that jacket and gave that his daughter in Boston that letter jacket. She couldn't have been more psyched about getting something from her father than to have his letter jacket, his freshman letter jacket. He was just going to give it to me, like, here, you can have this. I'm like, no, Ricky, that's priceless. Your kids are going to want that jacket, you know. And so, don't give away your gear.
Yeah, well,
right,
a lot of people,
keep that gear,
well,
man.
They're not giving away; they're selling it.
I mean, don't even sell your gear. Keep your gear.
The website, somebody's asking. It's the playerstrunk.com. It's very, very easy to use. Here it is, Buck. You can see all these players. Here's all the players at Alabama who are selling their gear. Oh, my gosh. All the Alabama gear.
Yeah, and they can look at some of it sold out. I mean, they can get a pretty penny for it, but nah, it's all right. I'd rather not get that $125. I'd rather keep my gear.
By the way, if you go to theplayerstrunk.com and go to Alabama's, there are, 20 pages or 10 pages of Alabama gear from different players from different sports. There are so many that they combined it to one thing, one whole link. So pick your favorite school. If they've got it, you could get some gear.
And just think about it, the guys from Ohio State got in trouble for giving away pants. And jerseys, the one. I mean,
no, they
think
traded
about
their no
trade it for tattoos,
not pants. They trade no. When you play, you beat Michigan, you get the little gold pant, the pants,
right?
And it's a piece of jewelry and like a pendant. and what do they call those things? Gosh, I can't even think of the word.
And they did it for tattoos, right?
Yeah, they traded it to the tattoo guy for tattoos and got, well, remember, look, anybody selling this stuff on Player's Trunk, they're ineligible. I mean, this is
no, they're NCAA professionals.
They've moved on. They're done with their
correct
college careers, and you know, they're working at Enterprise Rental Car or something. You know what I mean? Because that's, I'm just kidding. That's
well, they take a lot of students in there. Doing a good job, too. It's my car dealer.
Yeah. No, we just rented an Enterprise car for my son.
Love those.
On Tuesday. It's what you got to do sometimes.
So they're done. They're professionals
Wednesday.
Or they're out of school.
Yeah, or else you're going to be in trouble. I mean, you can't sell that stuff.
Your name can't show up on there if you're a sophomore.
But you
coming
know,
back.
We talked earlier. Totally different, but the same, being, you know, taking control of your own sales. I mean, Holly Saunders is making a fortune on her
right.
OnlyFans account. I mean, with Venmo and PayPal, I mean, you just collect the money. Now you got to pay taxes on it. Got to report it.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Sam's getting his.
I mean, Holly Saunders can't think she's going to not.
Oh, no.
That's income, my friends.
No.
This guy says, what kind of gear are you talking about? Well, no, I mean, when I say gear, I mean, you can see it, Buck. I mean, it's
their jackets.
Shoes, jackets.
Jerseys they've collected.
Yeah, just, I mean, because, you know, when you play, you're getting all kinds. I mean, Nike's providing you with warm-ups and workout gear
and
shoes.
When bowl games, are you kidding me? The stuff you get, the gear that you probably won't wear. But it's nice to have it. You know, a lot of times when players get that gear during bowl season, you know who they give it to? Their relatives, their brothers or stuff for Christmas.
Sure.
Here's what you can have for Christmas. You can have this.
And as we said, Matt Coleman is selling all of his UT stuff, shoes, sweatpants, and he sold most of it already. It's,
well,
if you want something, you better get in there because it's going fast.
It's amazing.
It is. Here's Baylor's link. There's Boston College right there, Buck.
I've got my Boston College gear still.
Still from that?
I have all my coaches' jackets.
Oh.
Champion. Russell.
Oh, by the way, I went to Boston College's page. There are no products here.
There's no Doug Flutie gear. Doug Flutie's not selling any of his gear, guarantee you.
You don't think so?
No.
Probably not. Well, that's pretty cool, but it does indicate that Matt Coleman is going to be done with his college career, and he's moving on to be a professional. And that becomes the question for Chris Beard. You know, he's got his first commitment with this Jalen Tyson out of Plano, who committed yesterday. He had asked for his release from Texas Tech, where he originally committed and signed, and they gave it to him. So now he's committing to Texas. But it's about the formation of this roster. And we, as we said, we tried to get Chris Beard on the show this week, but we're told that he's out of the pretty much on the road all week, meeting with the current roster and their families to get to know them and see how he can shape this roster, who wants to come back, who wants to be a part of it. And that's, you know, that's, I think most coaches would do it, but to go face-to-face and not do it on the phone, to go meet the parents and meet the families and meet the kids, you know, introduce yourself is the way he's spending his week.
And he should.
Yeah.
Good move.
He said that website was formed. Let me get this. The Player's Trunk, formed by former Syracuse basketball manager and his brother. There's great gear from every sport. So there you go. We're doing a little commercial for the Player's Trunk.
How about that?
Well, I mean, I could see why that would be appealing. I mean, if you're a big, you know, Baylor just won the national title. They have a Baylor link right there. If you're a big Baylor fan, I mean, it's hard to find customized, you know, green and gold sneakers, right?
That make, well, especially if it's a real thing and it comes right from the college, from the Nike gear place, yes.
Yeah, and just because it's been worn, but those, you can't just go down to the academy and buy that stuff. You've got to, you know, that stuff is specially custom made for the team. It's got the individual logos. I mean, you come in here sporting some UT shoes that are pretty sweet that you can't just go buy on the rack.
Yeah, I mean, I used to get, when I was coaching, most of the places I would even go visit, I would ask the equipment manager about their helmets. And I got the defensive back that played for Mack Brown at North Carolina, his helmet. Oh,
Dre Bly.
I had Dre Bly's.
Now coaching with Mack Brown in North Carolina.
I had his helmet. And the equipment guy gave me a helmet. I had Boston College helmets. I had Ohio State helmet, like the real thing that I'd get. You know, equipment manager would just, here, take it. Get in the car, take a helmet. So,
well, and you know what's kind of cool about this website is that if you go through it, the players are not household names. So these are guys who were just kind of, they played, they put in their time, they got all the gear, and now they're cashing it in.
Yeah, and the same person that got my Bobby Orr jersey, autographed jersey and stick in a frame, she's got the helmets too. Yeah, that would be my ex. All that good Doug Flutie stuff.
Guess she got it in the settlement?
No. Guess who never took it out of the house when the time came?
You?
Yeah. Do you think I could go back afterwards and say, yeah, you think I can have my helmets back? Like hell to the no.
Y'all called Cordell and Cordell.
I should have at the time. I did not have Cordell and Cordell. A bunch of my Ricky stuff. Guess where that is?
Come on, man.
In a trunk somewhere.
What does she need it for?
Just so I'm not having it. That's all that matters.
As long as you don't have it.
As long as I don't have it.
Exactly.
Man.
All right. That's a beautiful thing. So that's a piece of breaking news. I mean, I think there was some thought that maybe Matt Coleman could.
That's Sparky. No! Get your stuff. No.
We'll be back. When we do, the latest leaderboard from the Masters. We'll also look forward to the weekend, including the Longhorns, big baseball team, big series. Here comes Kansas State. We'll get you a preview, plus the rest of your weekend in sports on tap. It's B&E coming next.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Friday on the horn, the Buck has vacated the premises, had to get home and let the dogs out. Who let the dogs out? Buck will be back on Monday. Isaiah Collier is here. We're watching the Masters, second round. Justin Rose still your leader, but he has given a stroke back early with a bogey at one. So we'll certainly continue to follow that. Ooh, good shot, Rosie. Isaiah Collier, our producer. Zay, let me ask you about Chris Beard. And this roster building he's about to do. We know that there are some Texas Tech players in the transfer portal. We now know Jalen Tyson, the kid from Plano, is coming to Texas. What's your read on guys like Greg Brown, who we've talked about a lot? Could he possibly come back for a second year after he's seen his stock fall pretty dramatically come draft time? What other players may we see come back and be a part of Chris Beard's first team at Texas?
Well, yeah, like as you said, this week he's going around making his trips to see who, you know, he could possibly bring back or really just see and let these players know, you know, what it's going to be like next season with him, you know, coaching. And as far as Greg Brown, I would want him to come back, you know, like we've been talking about all year, how his draft stock has declined significantly. And again, that happens with a lot of players. And sometimes, you know, you could transfer to get a new opportunity, or sometimes you could have a new situation like we do now with Chris Beard coming in, taking over for Shaka Smart. And with Shaka Smart, we didn't really see, or you didn't really see Greg Brown showcase, you know, all of his attributes like we would have liked. And he showed flashes, you know, like that dunk on Tachachua, who Tachachua locked up Drew Timmy a lot of this national championship game. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of upside, and there's going to continue to be a lot of upside for Greg Brown. But as far as Chris Beard, it's really just about getting in players that buy in.
So here's an example. If you go to texassports.com and go to men's basketball and click on roster, the only name that appears is Chris Beard, head coach. That's the only name. If you go to roster, there's only one thing, and it's 2021-22 men's basketball roster. Chris Beard is what you get, at least what I'm getting right now. And that's it. So Chris Beard now building this roster. It will be formed as we go, I guess. Who's going to be encouraged to come back? I'm sure that in some of these meetings, Chris Beard may say, you know what, your opportunity might be better somewhere else. You know, just in an honest, candid conversation. I don't know how those are going, not to predict. But, you know, on Greg Brown, I'll give, you know, one of those examples. You know, let me just say this. If Shaka Smart were back as head coach, I don't think Greg Brown, there'd be a chance. I don't know how that relationship went. It was certainly strained at the end, and Shaka's off to Marquette. But with Chris Beard, a fresh start, a new coaching staff entirely, you got to wonder because, you know, we just saw the Houston Cougars play into the Final Four. Their best player, Quentin Grimes, was originally a Kansas commitment who was expected to be one of those one-and-done guys. He went to Kansas, got a little bit cross with Bill Self. It just didn't go as expected, much like Greg Brown. And he ended up not going one-and-done. He transferred back to Houston. He's from the Woodlands and transferred, played a year at Houston. And now here he is, a guy that's going to likely be drafted in the first 20 picks of this draft coming up this summer.
Yeah, and you're seeing that a lot, E. I also saw it with Quirley, who's at Alabama, who was, you know, signed to go with under Jay Wright, and he was there at Villanova for 1 year, and he realized it just wasn't a fit for him. And, you know, sometimes that's okay. I know people hate the transfer portal and they call it soft, and kids are soft these days because they won't stick to it. And yeah, that might be true, but all in all, life is about opportunity. And if you're at a place where you're not getting the best out of your situation, then it might be best for you to leave. And I think Chris Beard, like you said, he is going to break it down with each player and let them know, hey, this is what I am looking for. This is what you're coming to Texas to do. Either you're with me or against me, and he's going to get his results from that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll talk more about that. But quickly, Justin Rose, by the way, has caught that stroke back. He had a birdie at the second hole. So now he's back to 7-under, just for a quick update. He's four better than Bernd Wiesberger, Mark Leishman, Hideki Matsuyama, and Brian Harman at Augusta National. We'll keep you posted on the happenings there. So, yeah, that is interesting. And look, Greg Brown, coming into the year, much like Quentin Grimes would have thought at Kansas, you know, coming in, he's Cade Cunningham's buddy. You know, Cade's now going to be the number one pick in the draft. He's enhanced his draft stock with his 1 year at Oklahoma State. You know, seen as a, I don't want to say the can't miss, but if the with Houston Rockets were to find themselves with that one pick, you got to think they're taking the big point guard out of Oak State. But Greg Brown's stock has gone the other way, right? And you know, I saw a mock draft where he was 29th, which is you're messing around with second round territory at that point, which then all of a sudden those contracts aren't guaranteed. Zay, you got to think with Chris Beard and with his family, Greg Brown's having some real hard conversations right now with people and trying to get as much information as he can.
Yeah, not every contract is guaranteed, Brandon Marshall. But anyway, yeah, you got to talk it over with your family at the end of the day. Like I said earlier in the show, Greg Brown, he still bleeds orange. He still understands the magnitude of, you know, the school that represents Austin, Texas, and the school that represents the state of Texas. So I think that's going to be big in him making this decision. But, you know, Chris Beard, again, he just has so much to offer. And the motion offense, that's what I'm really excited about because, you know, you're really playing the defense. Whatever the defense gives you is kind of what the motion offense is about. You know how to read the defense more than, you know, your base offenses that you would see ran on a college level. Like with Texas this year, you kind of had one option throughout the offense. It was go this way. If we can't go this way, then you just have to improvise. And that's never good. You kind of want, you know, different ways of scoring. And I think that's what Chris Beard is going to provide.
No question. All right, so this mock draft I was looking at is at CBSSports.com. First pick, they have the Rockets earning the first pick, but they've got to go through the lottery first. But if they had it, Cade Cunningham, number one, followed by Evan Mobley, the big man out of USC, whose Trojans, they made a run in the tournament. Jalen Suggs would be the third pick to Minnesota. That's, of course, the point guard out of Gonzaga. And how about that? That'd be the hometown pick, wouldn't it? He's from the state of Minnesota, played dual sport, was a quarterback, Mr. Football and Mr. Basketball in that state. That would be a cool pick. But how about this? Sixth pick of the draft, according to this mock draft, Zay, Davion Mitchell, guard, Baylor.
Yeah.
That performance, his defense in the tournament, his shooting performance, he and Jared Butler. But how about the sixth pick? Is that heavy? Is that a little high, or is that about right?
I mean, he's going to be 23 this year, and that's the only thing I think that's holding them back. But, again, if you look at Donovan Mitchell, which they have no relation, which is one of the most incredible stories ever since they wear the same number and play exactly alike. But
that is weird.
That's the thing. Like, that's kind of his prototype that he's going to live on. And Donovan Mitchell is having the best year of his career. The Utah Jazz are number one in the Western Conference, so you know, if I was Davion Mitchell, which he sent Donovan Mitchell his jersey that Donovan wore Monday night, you know, during their pregame. So obviously they got a good relationship, but I'm with it. Like, I love Davion Mitchell. He's going to come into the league and be able to guard right away, and that's obviously going to get them on the court.
This same mock draft has Kai Jones going with the eighth pick in the first round, top 10 pick for Kai Jones, and this is the one where they have the Brooklyn Nets selecting Greg Brown with the 29th pick at the back end of the first round. But obviously these are just mock drafts. So we'll follow that. And that is interesting that you go to the website, TexasSports.com, and there's not a player listed on the Texas basketball roster right now. That is remarkable as they rebuild. Now, I don't see in this either, Zay, Jared Butler out of Baylor. Is he not a first-round draft pick according to?
He's 25th. That's CBS.
Oh, there he is, 25.
He's 25th, yeah.
And then that's about right for him?
Yeah, that should be right. He's not the most athletic NBA-wise, but he reminds me a lot of Damian Lillard, like a lot. He doesn't have the same athleticism and the same explosiveness as Dame does, but as far as being a backup point guard for the next 15 years, I don't think you could go wrong with Jared Butler.
like him a lot, and that whole Baylor team. And so there's some basketball chatter with Chris Beard. You mentioned it earlier, but for our 9 o'clock audience today, the kid from Plano that just committed to Texas, had been committed to Texas Tech, and Chris Beard, Jalen Tyson, 6'6", but you say he could project as a big guard in college basketball.
Yeah, you need those big guards, man. That's what we saw the whole March Madness. Guys who are around 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", that could put the ball on the deck and make plays for others. And what we saw with this Texas Longhorn team that, you know, with Coleman, Ramey, and Andrew Jones, they could be a little bit small, you know, depending on their matchup. So, you know, I like the way Chris Beard is going with some of these, you know, commitments. And yeah, I think this kid is good coming out of Plano.
All right. Well, Jalen, and obviously Chris Beard thinks highly of him, having, you know, and they have a good relationship already if he's dropping his commitment to Tech to follow Chris Beard to Texas. Isaiah Collier, good analysis there. Keep you updated on the Masters. Let's hear from Jordan Spieth coming back in our final segment. Jordan's thoughts on his first round. It was a -1, 1 under, 71, but it included a triple bogey at the ninth. We'll hear from Jordan Spieth on his expectations headed into round two today. It's B&E on the Horn.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
B&E on a Friday. We're going to hand the baton to the Light the Tower gang. Coming next, Craig Way, Jeff Howe, of course, Snoop Daniel. Snoop had the Flex ATX program jamming last night. Nice job, guys. All your high school sports conversations, you got to have them from Snoop and the crew. Also, of course, tomorrow on the Horn, you've got our live local lineup. Keep that in mind. Bob Ballou and Carl Mickelson will be on with Playing Through at 7 a.m. as you get up and head out to your tee time in the morning. Get ready to the Best Damn Golf Show in Austin, Texas. They're talking all things Masters tomorrow morning. Two rounds will be in the books by the time that show starts at 7 tomorrow morning. We also have the Big Ugly Tailgate. Colonel Flowers is on the high ground. Rodney Rodriguez and Revved Up ATX, brought to you by AMM Collision, follows that program. And, of course, Tyler Campbell with TC Speaks, bringing it real at noon every Saturday morning. Just because we go to the weekend doesn't mean we don't go live and local. We keep it there for you all weekend long, and that'll be the case today as Light the Tower comes next, followed by Shirts and Skins and RBKD. Texas baseball tonight. Big series with the Horns. They're all big now. You're in Big 12 play. Longhorns have won 7 of their first 9 Big 12 games. They've won all 3 series. 2 out of 3 wins, series wins over Baylor and Oklahoma. And then they swept Kansas. So here come the Wildcats. And keep in mind, K-State just took 2 out of 3 from Texas Tech. And as David Pierce told us yesterday, they're a veteran team. They've got a great Friday starter. The matchup tonight with Ty Madden should be, you know, both aces will take the hill. That'll be fun. This weekend, and including tonight, 6:30, the first pitch. And obviously all weekend we'll be watching Masters. Justin Rose, your leader right now. He's dropped another stroke here, kind of an up-and-down start for Justin Rose to round two. Remember, we told you yesterday, or told you all morning, that yesterday in his first round, he started 2 over through 7 and then just lit on fire and went 9 under down the last 11 holes. So far this morning, he has had a birdie, but he's also had a couple bogeys in his first 4 holes now. So he's -6, 3 better than a group. Can we hear from Justin Rose after his round yesterday, lit up the course there through the turn and then coming home?
No, I didn't think I was never really in an offensive mindset out there today. And even when things were rolling for me, I was still playing very conservative golf out there. I kind of knew the type of challenge that today was, and it was more of a day of trying not to lose it than feel like, you know, that kind of score was on out there, to be honest with you. But things just started going my way. I mean, my putter was hot today. I was reading the greens unbelievably well, and I hit the right shots at the right time. There were a couple of pin placements that were gettable. I was able to take advantage of those ones. But other than that, it was just sort of, that hot blade, I suppose, was what got me going.
Then there's Jordan Spieth, who, you know, he had some good fortune. He also had some bad luck yesterday. Jordan shot 1 under but had a triple bogey at the ninth. But if you missed this, on 15 yesterday, Jordan Spieth made an eagle on the par 5 that could have been a disaster. I mean, he was behind the green. If you know 15, the par 5, it's a back-to-front green, and he was behind the green and came with a chip that was just racing down the green. But it went in, Zay. It went in. If it didn't go in, it probably was going to go into the creek. I mean, it came out hot, but he got it on the right line, and it hit the pin and dropped in for a 3 and a 5. But if it doesn't hit the pin, it probably goes in the water. Here's Jordan Spieth after his round of 71.
Somewhat typical for me at the Masters, I guess. Some good golf and then some fireworks on both ends. I mean, I made really two bad swings off the tee on 9 and 13. Got away with one of them and didn't with the other. And other than that, I struck the ball really, really well. And I didn't putt particularly well. All in all, I would have signed up for 1-under to start the round if I had 17 pars and a birdie. But I thought the bounce back after 9 was kind of the story of the day there for me to go 3-under on the back 9, and obviously got very lucky on 15. So in position, I mean, 6 back after 1 round, I'm glad the course is firm if you're 6 back after 1 round. So I'm not really going to be focused, I don't think, on Rosie. That's a heck of a round. And just assume that this golf course is going to be just as challenging going forward and pick your spots.
All right, so there's Jordan Spieth. He'll tee off here this morning and be off on his second round. Somebody's got to answer this for me as I'm previewing the weekend and looking into what. So the Rangers play the Padres tonight. We gave away a pair of tickets earlier this morning to tonight's game one of that series. The Astros play the A's. They're off to a 6-1 start, so I'll be watching some Astros and Rangers this weekend. But somebody explain this. The Astros are playing a 3-game series with Oakland, but they're not playing on Sunday. I don't think I've ever heard of this in Major League Baseball. The Astros are playing. They played last night and beat them. They play tonight and tomorrow at 4, and then on Saturday. But then they don't play Sunday? Like, I can't sit back and have an ice-cold Bud Light, watch the Masters, the Astros, the Rangers. Like, where are the Astros? What the heck's going on? Are they using the park for something? They got a concert or something? What the hell's going on? No baseball on a Sunday afternoon? Give me a break. All right, enjoy your weekend. We have Texas baseball on a Sunday afternoon. It'll be the third game of their series with Kansas State. And we'll pick this all up on Monday morning. You know, we'll hit it with the good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend. So make sure you take notes and watch closely. We'll be talking about it all. We'll have a winner of the green jacket. We'll have a Texas baseball series in the books and so much more. We're 3 weeks to the NFL draft. So we'll be diving in headfirst into that next week as well. You know it. Thank you to Isaiah Collier. Thank you to the Buck. Thanks to all of you. And thanks to everybody watching on our Twitch channel and streaming at hornfm.com. Remember, every hour of this show and all of our local shows, podcast at hornfm.com. Have a tremendous weekend.